أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل اللهم فاطر السماوات والأرض عالم الغيب والشهادة أنت تحكم بين عبادك فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون. In the previous ayats we read two very important matters: Allah's great qudrat, how He takes out the life from the body at the time or when a person goes to sleep, and then how Allah returns that life and a person becomes fresh again and he carries on with his work. And from there we learn a lesson that finally Allah will take out the real life, the ruh, at one time, and that also Allah will return, but in the akhirat. And from the sleep we should learn the lesson that we will come back to life in the akhirat. It's a clear proof Allah gives to everyone. Everyone has to sleep. And the greatest thing of every ni'mat of Allah is first to take the lesson, and then secondly to enjoy that ni'mat. And the other, the great thermometer Allah has given us to check our level of iman, that when things of iman take place, do we get happy or do we get offended? And when things of dunya take place, do we get happy or do we get offended? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this continuous, what an effort, all of mankind together cannot make such an effort. But the people still did not respond to the call of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this hurt Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very greatly. Even close family people, his own uncles, etc., went against him. So continuously Allah consoles Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this. So Allah says, when you feel sad about this, then read this dua. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ فَاطِرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. To give, اے اللہ, پیدا کرنے والا آسمانوں کے اور زمین کے. Say, O my Allah, who is the creator of the heavens and the earth, if these people do not listen to me, you are mine, and you know my condition. What great consolement a person gets. And Allah, that great creator of the heavens and the earth, عالم الغیب والشہادة, جاننے والے اچھے اور کھلے کو. And you are the one who knows everything what is hidden and what is open. You know each and everything. انت تحکم بین عبادک. To he faisla kare apne bando mein. It is only you who will make decisions and judgment between your servants. Fima kanu fihi yakhtalifun. Jis cheez mein wo jagar rahe hai, in all those things which they are disputing about. And this was not a dispute, but it appears like a dispute, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is calling them to Allah and they are going towards their idols all the time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is calling them to akhirat and they are falling back on dunya all the time. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was convinced, and the truth, that he is calling them to righteousness, but they are not responding them. So, O Allah, you are the one who is the decision maker. And this is for any person, especially those people who are doing the work of deen. And this dua Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should read when he used to get up for tahajjud. This was the first dua he used to read also, that a person gets great consolement. People are not listening, but Qiyamah's day Allah will make decision. Today, how many people have got different pictures of Islam? No matter how much you explain to them, they are convinced that modern Islam, they have got Islam that accommodates all the Western concepts and everything, that they are right. It doesn't matter. Qiyamah's day, Allah will make decisions between us. You carry on and you be firm in your way of the true and original Islam, and Qiyamah's day Allah Ta'ala will make decisions between us. وَلَوْ أَنَّ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. اور اگر گنہگاروں کے پاس ہو جتنا کچھ کے زمین میں ہے سارا. And if those non-believers have got everything that is in the world, as with the new world order, they want to rule the whole world. One government will rule the whole world. Even if they have all that, وَمِثْلَهُ or utna hi or, and double that amount also. With all the technology which today we also are so overwhelmed and fascinated with all this technology, and And when Dajjal will come, what all things he will come. If all that the people of the world have, and even double that amount, وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُ لَفْتَدَوْ بِهِ مِنْ سُوِ الْعَذَابِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ تو سب دے ڈالے اپنے چھوروانے میں بری طرح کے عذاب سے دن قیامت کے. They will want to give all that to save themselves from that terrible punishment on the day of Qiyamah. The punishment in Jahannam will be even worse. But on the day of Qiyamah, they will be prepared to give everything what they had. Yeah, it is so simple to submit to the truth. You don't even have to give up your dunya to submit to the truth. But a person, his pride does not allow him. His nafs does not allow him. He enjoys his position. He enjoys his desires, and he doesn't want to give up these things. On the day of Qiyamah, a person will want to give up everything what he had. He will feel it was a bargain that I gave my whole dunya away. And even if I double that amount, but I can get saved from the adab of the day of Qiyamah, but there will be no form that a person can get saved. وَبَدَى لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يَكُونُوا يَحْتَسِبُونَ اور نظر آئے ان کو اللہ کے طرف سے جو خیال بھی نہ رکھتے تھے. And then they will see clearly on that day, the things that they never ever even imagined. The things that a person kept so secret, how they will be opened up and presented in front of him. Just like here, in a court case, if they have got such evidence of yours, which you thought you had concealed it, nobody knew, but you were caught on CCTV, for example. A person goes to a supermarket, and he thinks nobody is watching him, and he steals something. And when the security takes him in for interrogation, they show him the footage. And now he gets shocked. I thought nobody is watching me. Everything, our thoughts are also being watched by Allah. What is in our heart, our secret agendas, our double standards, our hypocrisy, is everything open in front of Allah. Yeah, we could fool the people our whole life, but on the day of Qiyamah, a person will be shocked himself how Allah is presenting all the evidence of his in front of him. وَبَدَى لَهُمْ سَيِّئَاتُ مَا كَسَبُوا اور نظر آئے ان کو برے کام اپنے جو کماتے تھے. And also all the evil actions they had done, that will also be presented. And those evil actions which a person has forgotten, when he was a young boy at high school, he was already matured, he was responsible for his actions. At college, what and what he had done. Now in old age, he has become a buzurg. Big beard, big topi, everything. And he forgot his past. He didn't make tawbah from those sins also. All that sins will be presented on the day of Qiyamah. Whatever a person had done, وَحَاقَ بِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَحْزِيُونَ اور اُلَتْ پَرَے اُن پَر وہ چیز جس پر تھتہ کرتے تھے. And all those things will go against them on the day of Qiyamah, which they were making a laugh about and a mockery. They were thinking that Jahannam is fairy tales. The adab on the day of Qiyamah are all fairy tales, all Maulvi stalks which they took out from their back pockets. On the day of Qiyamah, when they will see all this reality, then they will be ever so sorry what they had done. How they used to mock about the things about deen, about beard, about namaz, that's waste of time, na'udhu billah, etc. All these things, a person will suffer the consequences on the day of Qiyamah. So in these ayat, Allah has given great consolement to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and everyone who has got concern of deen, but he's making so much effort, but he sees the opposite happening. Worse and worse weddings are taking place. Now holiday period, we see our good children, they're dressing, you can't even say from there how, if you look at them, that they are Muslims, how they are dressed. People going to the beaches and all the evil that are happening there. How many of our Muslim boys, girls getting involved in alcohol? So this ayat is great consolement for those people that Qiyamah Day Allah, you will make judgment between everyone. And also a person, we are taught here that whatever you keep very secret also on the day of Qiyamah, it will be made very public also.